Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. New Year's Day 2018 is now on the books as the coldest ever in the Quad Cities. On Monday, the low temperature fell to 19 degrees below zero in Moline, breaking the old record of minus 17 set in 1968. And the high temperature was 2 degrees below zero. That breaks the old record high of 2 degrees above zero that was set in 1928. For the rest of the winter, we can expect slightly colder than average weather and more snow than usual. Meteorologist Andy Irvin from the National Weather Service in Davenport says we got spoiled last month. The first 3 weeks of December were warmer than usual, but then the temperatures plummeted.
The fact that we still ran slightly above normal for the month of December really tells you how incredibly warm we were to start the month of December. And we ran so far above normal that the coldest week in December on record last week, even with that, we still ended up above normal for the month.
And last month's snowfall total for the Quad Cities was about 1.5 inches lower than average. We got 9.6 inches. Irvin says weather patterns this month and next may reverse that trend.
We are dealing with a La Nina winter, and with that, there is the expectation that we're going to be running below normal for most of the rest of the winter on average. And with that, we are running a slight chance of above normal precipitation the rest of the winter. And if you sort of combine those two, there's an expectation that we should see some additional snowfall throughout the winter, maybe even above normal snowfall.
A candidate for governor and his legislative supporters will campaign in eastern Iowa this week. Nate Bolton calls it Team Bolton Mobilization Week, hoping to fire up fellow Democrats as the legislature prepares to start its new session. A rally tonight in Clinton will be led by State Senator Rita Hart at the county party headquarters, and a rally tomorrow night in Maquoketa will be led by State Senator Todd Bowman. Bolton will come to Davenport himself on Friday for an evening rally focused on education at the J.B. Young Opportunity Center. Well, if you thought 2017 was an interesting year politically, 2018 is forecast to be intense. Mark Schultz has more.
In 2018, all members of the U.S. House of Representatives are up for election. In Illinois, all statewide offices are up for election, along with all seats in the Illinois House and a portion of the Illinois Senate. One seat that Democrats covet is the 13th District Congressional seat, currently held by Republican Rodney Davis. The district was drawn to be a toss-up, and Democrats want to flip it. Chris Mooney is a political science professor at the University of Illinois at Springfield. He says while Democrats are energized for 2018, he says people shouldn't count Davis out because he serves his constituents.
Done a very good job of that. He really hasn't had a serious challenge. So whether he's going to have a challenge this year remains to be seen.
Statewide, Mooney says Governor Bruce Rauner and all statewide Republican candidates will face a hard election fight since Illinois is a blue state and Democratic voters are energized to vote after the 2016 election results. I'm Mark Schultz.
Officials say no one was injured in a fire at a resort near Starved Rock State Park in northern Illinois. Utica Fire Chief Ben Brown says the alarm sounded at Grizzly Jack's Grand Bear Resort at 5:30 a.m. today. Chief of Staff Ed Rogers says all the guests were safely evacuated and the fire was under control by 9 a.m. The LaSalle County Sheriff's Department says the fire was in the main lodge of the resort and pool area. The resort is located in Utica, Illinois. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.